The vaccine clinic set up at Sitka's Centennial Building looks different from many in the lower 48. No line, no crowds.
And did you bring your shot record from the last time? Looks like you did.
Patients pop in every few minutes for their appointments, and they don't have to wait very long before a nurse directs them to roll up their sleeve.
So after I give you your injection, you'll move to the next room and wait your 15 minutes.
Another big difference? Some of the faces are younger. Much younger. 17-year-old Bradley Westlock is a senior at Mount Edgecombe High School. He and a group of his classmates just got their second doses of the Pfizer vaccine.
Yeah, I feel lucky and thankful that I got the shot. Hoping that everything will go back to normal once everyone gets vaccinated.
Normal for Westlock is attending school in Sitka and being able to travel home over breaks. He's from the Yupik village of Emonik on the mouth of the Yukon River in western Alaska. He's hoping now that he's vaccinated, traveling home to see his grandparents will be safer.
That's why I got it, just to protect them.
Westlock and his peers are some of the first teens in the country to receive the vaccine. And it's no accident. It took a lot of work to get here.
Young people are people that move through the community quickly. They have lots of social activities and lots of social contact.
Dr. Elliot Brule is the chief medical officer at the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SERCH. The tribal health provider serves Sitka and many other rural communities in this part of the state. To date, its hospital has administered 3,700 first doses of the vaccine in Sitka, a town of around 8,500 people. Add in the efforts of a second vaccine clinic run by Sitka's local pharmacies, and over 50% of eligible Sitkans have received at least one dose.
As these vaccines came, we saw it as a moral and ethical imperative that we did not leave vaccines sitting in the freezer.
Brule says there are several reasons the hospital's vaccine rollout has been so successful. The first is a robust vaccine allocation. They get two supplies, one from the state and one from the Indian Health Service. And IHS has been extremely efficient across the whole country in getting vaccines out. SERCH also built an online vaccine registration system from scratch that uses QR codes to streamline the process. Brule says they've put enormous resources toward vaccinating whole communities, Alaska Native people and non-Native residents alike.
Elbow grease. You know, attitude makes the difference in life and in work. And in this instance, we said this is our number one priority, and we put the muscle behind that.
The extra supply and the quick delivery reflect the sovereign relationship between tribes and the federal government. It's a big part of why Alaska is doing so well on the vaccine front. Many indigenous communities in the state have been hit hard by COVID, and there's historical trauma associated with previous epidemics. All of this informs tribal health providers' urgency as they work to get the vaccine out in communities. Since the first vaccine doses arrived in Alaska in December, SERCH has held around three clinics a week in Sitka and can give around 250 vaccinations in one clinic. SERCH brought the vaccine to all of the remote communities they serve, by float plane if the weather was good enough to fly, and by boat if it wasn't. Vaccination rates in those communities now range anywhere from 35% to 85%. And a couple of weeks ago, when the clinics were no longer saturated with people in the higher risk groups, SERCH opened vaccine registration up to anyone 16 and older. Teens like Silas Demmert. Demmert jumped at the opportunity. He's a cross-country runner, and during the summer, he works at a local grocery store. He's looking forward to getting his vaccine.
I want it, and it's like nice to have that sense of immunity, but I'm also 16. I'm kind of healthier, so it was nice to hear that they're getting it to people that need it more.
Honestly, it's thrilling.
That's Silas's mom, Emily Demmert. She's an English teacher at Sitka High School. She got vaccinated earlier this month, but it was when her students started flourishing their vaccine cards that she really breathed a sigh of relief.
Honestly, when a couple of my students shared that they were getting the vaccine the other day, I just got this spark of joy that was like, yes! Now we're really going to see some changes, I think.
She says teens in her class get the pandemic and they get masking and sanitizing, but social distancing, that's a tough one to grok when you're 16.
They say things like, I would just want to go back to normal. I mean, I understand we have to have these mitigations and we want to encourage them to do their distancing and mask wearing and all that. But we also have to be realistic. They're just kids. So we're asking them to go against their very nature. And that we just shouldn't be too hard on them.
Dimmert says she hopes the vaccine will bring her teens at home and in her classroom some of that normal they've been aching for. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.